Coming up on May 19th and 20th is a conference, Building Connections, Inspiring Community, a conference to provide agencies with tools to strengthen volunteerism. And here to tell us more about that, we have Grace Flint. She's an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer who is working with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, Arizona Jacobs with Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and Zach Fallbush with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives. I think I got that all right.
Yes,
good morning.
Good morning, everyone. And I guess someone start off and tell us about this conference. How did it come about?
So this conference came about because we, in all of our job descriptions, it incorporated recruiting volunteers. We kind of all realized that this was our first time ever doing something like that. So we said, why not, if we have to learn, why not expand it to the community and provide a workshop or a training for other organizations in town? So we formed the group, the KVC, which is the Ketchikan Volunteer Collaborative, and that is the group who has been organizing this conference for the past few months. And things are starting to come together for it.
And who will be participating in this conference?
This conference is for volunteer engaging organizations. So any type of organization that does engage volunteers in Ketchikan, we are inviting everyone to come.
And who are the presenters? How will this conference work?
Well, we have three speakers. We're flying them in. We have a man named Bill Wittich. He's written quite a few books about increasing volunteerism. And also we have Shireen McHenry. She is a communication specialist. She is going to teach us how we can increase our communication skills so that we can keep some of the volunteers that we get or recruit them. And then we have someone named Leah Hayes. And Leah Hayes is going to be doing a study of Ketchikan volunteerism. So barriers and motivations, if organizations have systems to support volunteers or if they don't. But we're also asking a lot of community members to be facilitators of the breakout sessions. So it's important to us that we have community members participate as educators also.
So is this something that participants will come and be active as part of the conference?
Yes. During the conference, we have a couple of the breakout sessions, and they're going to be led by... community members, and so they're going to be directing that interactive part of the conference. So they'll gain knowledge through each other's experiences during the breakout sessions.
And what we really love about the breakout sessions is that we're going to keep them very interactive so we can have all of these different organizations come together, really speak about the practices and successes that they have within their organizations, and then work together and collaborate in order to move forward as a community and really engage and recognize the fact that we are all volunteers in our day-to-day lives. So really excited for that.
You mentioned that you formed this group to put this conference together. Is this a volunteer group that will continue on with other projects?
Yes, that's the goal. We're all AmeriCorps Vistas, and the Vista mission is to create something that is bigger than us, something that lasts beyond us. We are hoping that this group continues on. We, in addition to the conference, we're also doing a fair, which will be in September. And we want our group to do that fair every year.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of a fair would that be?
It's for organizations to actually recruit volunteers in a really family-friendly, fun setting with games or whatever. So.
Okay, and this conference that's coming up, it's a two-day, or I guess it's an evening and then an all-day event. I guess, how would people sign up for this? Who are you targeting? Who are you hoping will be there?
So we are hoping that members from organizations come, specifically organizations that do engage volunteers. You can find this event. We have an event page on Facebook called Building Connections, Inspiring Community, and that has a link to our website. The website is pretty long, so we just are telling everyone to funnel to the Facebook page in order to sign up, and that can be found through the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition Facebook page.
Okay, and is there a fee to attend this?
There is. So it costs $35 a person, but we do really want to encourage people to collaborate with other organizations, so there's a discount. For every one you buy, the price gets less. Mm-hmm. So by the time you buy five, you're down to, I think, $27 a person. So the idea is to get a group of people together, maybe not all from your own organization, and sign up. But we also want to encourage people who don't currently utilize volunteers to sign up too, because maybe you don't know what a volunteer can do for you, but maybe this will teach you.
Okay. And, yeah, just another point is that, so this is a two-day conference. May 19th is a Friday night from 5 to 7, and that is free and open to the public. So kind of just showcase what we're doing. Our keynote speaker will be presenting, and then there people will still be able to buy tickets if they realize, oh, wow, this is really something that I want to engage in. We will still be allowing people to buy tickets that night or the next morning as well.
And that will be at the Cape Fox, is that correct?
Cape Fox, yep. Both days are at Cape Fox Lodge.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, coming up, a conference, Building Connections, Inspiring Community, a conference to provide agencies with tools to strengthen volunteerism, coming up the evening of May 19th and then all day on the 20th. And we will have a link posted on our website so that you can find out more about this as well.